This is You Can't Make It Up, show number 162 for Monday, September 19th, 2011.
Yes, and I would say the weather has turned.
It has.
I'm freezing my unmentionables off.
What are unmentionables that you're freezing?
Yeah, well, I can't mention them. It just, that's the point.
Well, I'm tired in love because I always end up with my head hanging down in my drink. Buy another round, act like a clown, laughing like I just want to bang. Trying to get right, but still find myself back on the brink. Trying to get drunk, but it's not any fun when you're doing the heartbreak thing. Well, I've been doing the heartbreak thing every night, but every night ends up the same. I try to get right, but end up in a fight and just drive myself insane. Well, this would be the night when the bottle ain't right and I'm not even feeling my drinks. Going insane.
She is Renee Wall out of Nashville, and that's off her Cumberland Moonshine album. I won't even ask.
No.
My favorite quote from her bio section, it comes from Dan Schwartz. He's at WMEB 91.9 FM in Orono, Maine, up near the University of Maine. He writes, "She is stop dead in your tracks good. Renee's voice has got to be heard." We concur.
Yes. And as I have said about many of our female performers, say it with me, she's not unattractive.
Yeah, I can't because I'm... Well, so are you, actually.
Yes, but you know, we're just paying a compliment.
Yes. Beauty is in the eye of the...
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it's all you do is look.
That's right.
Yeah. Renee is most often compared to Maria McKee. There's some Nico case there. Loretta Lynn, of course, and Jenny Lewis. I hear a lot of Jenny Lewis in her song. Yeah. For our VIP listeners, we'll tell you a little bit. And if you're listening on, you know, some mobile device and you got a quickie show, you're not going to hear this. I'm sorry. For you VIP listeners, here's what intrigues me about Renee Wall.
You know I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Like all the artists we feature here on You Can't Make It Up, she comes to us by way of Cyber PR, Ariel Hyatt in New York City. This is You Can't Make It Up. We do this every month. We're the cure for the Monday blues. Did you know that, Ken?
Well, now that you mention it, I think there's some truth in that.
Yep. Yeah, I've had people say to me, I wouldn't know how to get through Monday without your show.
Well, they must have much going on in their lives.
Yeah, that's what I say to them.
You know? Come on, folks. Really. But thank you anyway.
Yeah. Our Stitcher program. If you're on Stitcher Smart Radio, you got your little app there. It's free. Did you win your $100 yet? Everybody's doing it. They give $100 away a month. Here's how you have to get that, though. You download your free app from Stitcher.com, and in the promo code, put in KENS, K-E-N-S. And you could win $100. It's that simple. How many times have you had someone in your life say, "I don't know what the heck to do for dinner. I don't know."
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's every night with us.
Yeah.
We're going to suggest two things. Make plans to dine out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know you have a couple of really neat suggestions where, well, if nothing else, you can shorten your lifespan.
This is true. You know, if you want food that can kill you, you can always count on our friends at Denny's.
Yeah.
You know, the home of the all-you-can-eat until you die grand slam. You
What's
know,
for breakfast?
Right? Yeah. The original heart attack on a plate. Well, I've got another heart attack on a plate from Denny's, our friends there. It is their newest sandwich, the mac and cheese Big Patty Melt. I don't even have to tell you what's in it.
Big Patty, does she actually deliver it to your table?
Yes, that's her mascot. Like the name says, it's essentially a mac and cheese cheeseburger. Now, what you get is a hand-pressed burger. You got to ask yourself, do I really want a Denny's kitchen employee hand-pressing my meat? I mean, come on.
Especially when you see that sign all over the restroom. Wash your hands before going back to work.
Yeah.
And then do that hand-pressed burger for those nice people over at table 12.
So if you can get past that, the hand-pressed beef patty is topped with creamy mac and cheese. And then they add some melted cheddar and something they call zesty Frisco sauce. And they put it all on a grilled potato bread, which is about the least healthy bread there is, by the way.
Sure.
Now, here's the damage for the Denny's mac and cheese patty melt. You ready? Drum roll. 1,690 calories.
Wash it down with one of those thick, frosty shakes.
Yes, and that's not to mention the Denny's other grand slam, fat, sugar, carbs, and cholesterol.
All the food groups.
Yes. Now, let's say you got through one of these, right? Mm. That's just the main course. You want some dessert, don't you? Well, here's something that would go really well with the Denny's mac and cheese patty melt. And it is made by a Chicago company called World's Finest Chocolate. And here it is. They have created the world's largest chocolate bar. It weighs in at 12,000 pounds.
Wow.
You know what that is? That's 6 tons.
Wow.
3 feet high, 21 feet long. We don't know how many calories. They didn't tell us.
Serves an army.
Well, more than that. In fact, I'll tell you exactly what it serves. The company says it's big enough to provide 209,000 servings, which is enough to feed every fan at Wrigley Field, Soldier Field, United Center, and U.S. Cellular Field, one serving each. Mm. Now, here's what they're planning on doing. I'm not sure how this is going to work. They're taking it on tour to area schools as part of their Think Big, Eat Smart campaign. What?
Think very big.
Yeah.
Think stupid.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's more like the Eat Big, Think Dumb, Go Back to Denny's campaign. Well, for you chocoholics, that should be just enough for you.
Marketing folks at Denny are going, why didn't we think of this?
We're not getting the Denny's account, though, are we?
No. We're not getting anybody's account. Oh. No, over the December, it'll be 3 years we've been doing this show.
Really?
Every Monday for 3 years. Yeah. Over that time, we have alienated every potential sponsor, advertiser, contributor you can think of.
We did that even with the first show, didn't we?
So we're doing something right.
Yeah.
Wish you could break a certain early morning habit that is making you late for everything? Well,
No.
Yeah, I don't ask. There's an app for that. It's not what you think.
Mm-hmm.
This is, well, let me just paint the picture for you. For those of you who are up and out the door early in the morning, okay, it's 6:30 a.m., you've overslept, your alarm clock goes off. If you don't throw it across the room, what's the first thing you do?
Panic.
You hit the snooze button, right?
Okay, that's the second thing. First, I panic.
Okay, well, you hit the snooze button. Most people do. And they hit it again and again and again and again and again and again. Well, here's how to get rid of that habit in a real quick way. Because if you install this app, what it does is it connects to your Twitter and Facebook account. And when you hit the snooze button, it does stuff like this. It tweets randomly things like, I'm dressed as a sailor today, to your 1,458 followers.
Ooh.
It'll also tweet things like, I want friends. Call me now. I can't get out of bed. Stuff like that. This is an app put out by our friends in Japan. Now, here's the bad news, or maybe it's the good news. It only comes in Japanese.
Well, then wait a minute. How's that going to work here? I mean, hello.
Yeah, Okite is the name of the app, uh-huh. Okite.
Uh-huh.
That's only made for Apple products, so it's on your iPhone and your... It's an alarm clock, and it's not available in English. That didn't go anywhere, did it? I know that as soon as this is available in English, It's not something I'm going to get.
No.
By the way, our friends who are Simpson lovers, Homer and the gang, this coming Sunday, they start their 23rd season.
Mm.
Here's the good news if you're a Simpsons fan. For the rest of us, this is not so good. There's talk. It's more than a rumor. Lynn Media Communications and Entertainment is talking about putting together their own Simpsons TV channel. All Simpsons, all the time.
Boy. Good. Great.
Dope!
Yeah.
That's going to do it. That's the end of our free show, folks, for you mobile fans and anyone else not getting our full-length VIP show. Now, if you really want more Toucans every week, and Lord knows I hear people all the time saying, how do we get more?
I've never heard anyone say that.
I think the word they use is less. If you want to become a VIP listener, here's what you do. There's a link over there on our website at toucanscomedy.com. And you click it, says VIP listener, $1.99 a month, $2. You're going to get all of our long version shows, 4 or 5 a month, depending on the month. And we throw in some bonus music, too, every episode, every show. So, on our way out...
Well, wait a minute. I mean, tell them why we're asking for money. It's not for us.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's for a good cause.
Oh, well, never mind. I thought it was for us.
Well, sorry.
It's actually for Voices United for Veterans. We're all trying to help end veteran homelessness. One in four people you see out there on the street, homeless, served this country. And that's where it stops being funny, folks.
Yeah, and that's why we do this.
Correct. Every cent you spend on our VIP show, besides all the bonus stuff and the music, all that $2, your $2 every month is going to help this cause. So dig deep, folks. Come on. Tell your friends, all right? On our way out, Nashville's Renee Wall off her Cumberland Moonshine album. This is called Around, as in we'll be seeing you...
Around next Monday.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, 2, kenscomedy.com.
You say you're just about to break, but I've never rained on your parade. And if I was just your big mistake, I'll be seeing you around. Yes, I'll be seeing you around. Yes, I'll be seeing you around. Remember how we used to hit the bars, chasing parties in your old car, and how to time the lights just right to be the crowd there every night. Swinging down Lover's Lane, the windows look like they were wet with rain, and everybody laughed when we finally showed up. And now I know we're miles apart, and there's not much chance of a new start.